Hello. All right. The Lapeyang City Council's special meeting of Friday, November 6, 2009 is called to order at 10:01 a.m. We will now establish a quorum. I will start. Mayor Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Councilor Del Moinen.
And City Attorney Jeremy Green.
All right, we have all council present, either in person or by a conference call, and the same with staff. We have two items on our agenda today. The first one is the outdoor lighting agreement and light fund. Oh, okay. Two items under item number three. Outdoor lighting agreement and the light funding agreement. First, we will discuss whether to approve the outdoor lighting agreement between Mid-State Electric Cooperative, Inc. and the City of Lapeyang. Councilors, has everyone had time to review the agreements?
Yes.
Maybe twice.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
A couple of questions for Jeremy, if I may.
Go ahead, Councilor Ward.
Are you there, Jeremy?
I'm here, Doug.
Okay, real simple, easy, yes or no questions. Mid-State's going to do all the work.
Correct. Or they're going to contract with others to do the work.
Okay. We will be paying $12 a light for the electricity and the maintenance.
Correct.
For 5 years.
Correct.
And then after 5 years, we'll pay whatever the local rate is.
Correct.
Be it whatever it is. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, that's the only question I have on that. I do have a question on the other one, but I'll wait till it's time. I just want to say thank you for writing this agreement up so that even I can read it. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and Paul Taylor in our office worked on it as well, but I will send the thanks to him as well.
Yeah, well, I read the whole thing word for word, and it was actually easy to read. Thank you very much.
I agree. Very good. I had no problems with it.
All right, Councilor Malina?
No, I have no problems either.
All right, I have no questions, concerns. My only comment is it looks like we're going to go forward with this, and I'm very, very pleased.
Absolutely.
So, if Council is ready, I will entertain a motion to approve the outdoor lighting agreement between Mid-State Electric Cooperative, Inc. and the City of Lapeyang.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote. We'll start with Councilor Malanen, please.
Councilor Malanen, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. And we need a big cheer.
Thank goodness.
All right, then we'll move on to item number 3B, the light funding agreement between the City of Lapeyang and the Lapeyang Ford Family Foundation Leadership Group. Council, any comments, questions, or concerns?
The only question I have, Jerry?
Yep.
Is the 2.2, page 2, number 2.
Yes.
Is that the foundation will pay the city $1,606 per light fixture?
Right.
Figure that $12 for the first 5 years, that's about $720 in cost, leaving about $885 left over for the second 5 years.
Correct.
Are we going to be able to put that money in a safe and secure interest-bearing account somewhere so that we can stretch this out? That $886 will probably cover 3 to 3.5 years. Which will leave us just a little bit short, maybe 4. Are we going to be able to put that money away somewhere where it's not going to be touched by any future administration?
I have asked Luana to look into that as far as how she might go about setting up the account and so on. I don't know, Patty, if Luana's gotten back to you on that.
No, this is the first I heard about it.
Okay, so Luana has been charged with the responsibility of looking into that, so at this point in time, Doug, I would consider it being taken care of, although Luana isn't present to obviously discuss what her thoughts are. She is well aware of the need to put this in a set-aside account that would be maintained and used exclusively for this project.
Okay, if that's the case, then everything in here looks just fine to me.
Would it be all right if Doug were to do that with her, since he has his background?
Absolutely. I mean, I have no problem, and I'm sure the city council doesn't have any problem with Doug assisting Luana. I just don't know really what information to share, because I was not involved with that. And again, Luana, that's her responsibility as far as setting up that account and taking the appropriate administrative steps to establish the account.
Okay, that's fine. It just needs to be put somewhere where it can't be touched for any other purpose.
Agreed.
That's just a little safety factor that, you know, it should be built into it.
Yeah, I just like to say, with my almost 3-year history with Luana on the council, that is her method. Luana is very fiscally responsible with the funds, and she likes to get interest if she can on any money that we have. And she does earmark things that are in the proper, you know, held proper accounts.
That's so funny.
And I did tell her to look at it from a budgetary standpoint as well, as far as what procedural steps, if any, need to be taken in consideration in light of the fact that we're getting all this money in advance. And presumably she's already looked into it and knows how to proceed.
Right.
Okay.
I agree. I just thought sometimes it's helpful to have two people discuss it.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's never a problem. I'm sure, Lana's never had a problem with working with anyone who wants to work with her on those kind of things. Councilor Molina, did you have anything?
Item number 6, under the sign. My copy has 2 blanks in there.
Yes, and I do as well. And Art, are you there?
Yes.
So my understanding is the blank will be filled in with the number 6. Is that right? 6 months?
That would be the longest, yes.
So 6 months is what we're going to put in there.
Okay.
Is that a given? That's understood. That is the way it's going to be?
Yes.
Because we have to decide what we're passing.
I understand, right. And that is the period of time.
All right. Well, everyone can...
So is Mid-State going to put the signs up that the business is...
So the full group will put the signs up. And I have, after the meeting, I wanted to chat with you briefly because I have a sample of the material and how they're, rough ideas of how they look, so we can get that out of
okay.
the
meeting. We'll do that.
Well, it said that Mid-State will be allowed to post signs, so is that in addition to...
Well, I think, because the sign poles are about 12 feet off the ground, it might be, in fact, Mid-State that helps us hang the banner
on
the pole.
That was all I wondered.
All right.
Sounds good.
Councilor Moran, anything else?
Nothing further. It looks good.
Councilor Ward?
No, nothing further. It looks fine to me.
And Councilor Hedges?
Looks good to me, too.
All right. It all looks good to me. We have the blanks filled in. So I will entertain a motion to approve the light funding agreement between the City of Lapine and the Lapine Ford Family Foundation Leadership Group.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please. Councilor Molina?
Councilor Molina, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously.
We have 2 typos, though. Last page.
I think that has been addressed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Was that foundation and leadership?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I
thought
it wouldn't pass your eagle eyes.
Yes, that's the copies in front of us now have that.
And you have already emailed Paul and let him know, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yes, Doug.
When do you have any idea we can expect to see Mid-State begin?
Art?
Well, I do know that Tom is back in town from Seattle Monday. Implementation team from the field group is going to meet. I would anticipate they've got to get started next week. They've got to get started on the the trenching and the conduit installation and digging for footings out next week. If we have any chance of getting fixtures up in a safe manner, by that Truckers Life Parade. So that's what our plan is. Now that we have a signed contract, I'm going to push. We will be pushing hard.
Now, is anyone from Mid-State in the audience?
No.
Okay, well, I guess my question was going to be, as far as the location of the facilities, has there been any attempt to engage the city as to the appropriate locations?
Well, the locations that have been picked were engineered based on the Oregon State public lighting requirements. In a combination of that and the fact that they're being placed strategically at the intersections, so 10 years from now, if the city or Mid-State wish to add additional lights on Huntington, they don't have to do additional road crossings.
Have there been any markings placed at the
intersections? Yes.
Have any of you city councilors gone out and looked at those locations?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought they would be further down towards Spymark. Myself,
well, they will
eventually. Spaced right there.
Okay.
Let me take just a moment here. Jeremy, I would also like to say that Dan Marco is also in attendance, and Tony DeBone and Kathy DeBone and
Veronica
Schneider. Okay. So I don't know if you had any questions of Tony or Dan or anyone else. Okay, but Tony has a comment.
I got a little bit of information about the placement of the lights. It's 65 feet spacing between the lights.
I'm sorry, I can't hear Tony.
Tony, okay, come on up.
It's 65 feet placement between the lights alternating across the street, so they would zigzag down. And there is a Mid-State design that includes completely filling in the lights from 97 all the way to the new senior housing thing. So there's a map that kind of shows if we had full capacity of the lights, where they would all sit. So what we did is we took the corners, the intersections, two on each intersection, and then just basically put one in the middle of each block on the way back. So the placing, if you look at the map of the complete build-out, they're built out, they're staggered from what a complete build out would be. So there's room for more lights in there, the goal was to put them in the intersections to start with. So just a little bit of information.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
I got one more thing.
All right.
There's a photo opportunity for a trench going to be dug kind of down 2nd Street from the White School Park field out to where the light's going to be across from the fire station. And what it is Mid-State staff and the four leadership people will have the opportunity to basically stand next to the trencher as it's trenching. We wouldn't be doing it. But there's a photo opportunity for one of the lights that's called number 2 across from the fire station. So we'll keep you informed if anybody can make it. It'll just be a good time to be able to take a picture and put it in the paper. Well, showing the four leadership, the Mid-State people, the city of La Pine, all working together. Mm-hmm. All the other lights are going to be put in professionally by people that can work in the right-of-way, which is Huntington. But this one, going across the field, we found out, hey, it could be a photo opportunity for everybody.
Sure.
So we'll let you know when that happens. So some afternoon, it'll only take a little while to trench it. But when the trencher's out there, we'll let people know. Whoever can make it, it'll be a photo opportunity.
Yeah, good.
Right.
We'll hold you to that. Let us know.
Be on the trencher.
All right.
She wants to be on the trencher.
Jeremy, I would just like to say again to you and to Paul, thank you very, very much. It was obviously a long road, and as of a week ago yesterday, it looked like maybe the road had been blocked, but we managed to pull this off. And so personally, I want to thank you, and we'll talk later about when we're going to have that beer.
Well, thank you very much, Art, and it's mutual. I appreciate your assistance and cooperation as well. Quite frankly, without your efforts, I don't think we would have got this completed.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
All right. I think that's a great note to end our meeting on, if no one has anything else. All right. I will call for a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Malanin, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hitch, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Meeting is adjourned at 10:16 a.m. Thank you, everybody.